Chumas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. V'chayeves beleket uveshicha uvepeya, and that which one planted, if he took truma and planted it into the ground, so really, like we said, midiraisa, what grows out of that afterwards is not truma midiraisa. It's just coming from the koyach of truma, but really midiraisa, it's not really truma. Therefore, whatever grows afterwards, since really midiraisa tchulin, it's chayev in leket shichcha unpeya. That we know that something that's truma is obviously not chayev in leket shichcha unpeya. And conversely, leket shechen peya has no chiv of truma. And this, diraisa, it's chulin, so it's chayv in leket shechen peya. Vani Yisrael, vani kohanim, melachtim. So now, vani Yisrael and vani kohanim would go and gather it. Because really, mi ikar din, it belongs to both of them. But what would happen? But since there's a din truma midirabanan, vani Yisrael, meichin eshalahem lekohanim bidmei truma. So what they would do is, they would sell their leket to kohanim, the Dmei Truma, for the value of Truma, which we know is cheaper than the value of Chulin. There's less demand for it, and also one has to be more careful with it, like we've said in the past. V'adamim shalahem. And then they can keep their money and do whatever they want. These are the non-Kohanim, the regular Yisrael is allowed to keep his money. So that's a Tanakamashi, that everybody can do Leket Shechen Peya, all the Aniyim, whether it's a Yisrael or a Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, lo yilaktu el ani Kohanim, shem yishkechu v'yidnu l'toich b'yim. So Rabbi Tarfon says only the Aniyei Kohanim can take from Leket Shechen Peya. Why? Because if we allow Yisrael to take, we're afraid he's going to put it in his mouth. The Mishnah explains, and the Tanakhama, what did he hold? So he held that it's only Din D'Rabbanan anyway, so we're not so concerned, even if he would put it in his mouth. Shailiz is, why did Rabbi Tarfon, why was he so machmir, even though it's just a Din D'Rabbanan, this is only Truma Midrabbanan. Anyway, we have the third Shita, which seems to be a third Shita, Amalo Rabbi Yekiva. Imkain lo yilaktu ella tahirim. If you, Rabbi Tarfon, are concerned that the Ani Yisrael are going to put it in their mouth, and therefore we only allow the Aniyim that were Kahanim to go out in the fields and collect from this truma that was planted and all the growths that came afterwards, then we should make sure that that the Kohanim were only tahirim, because if they're tameim, they're not allowed to eat truma when they're tameh. And you see, we don't care about that. So the question is Rabbi Akiva, when he was arguing with Rabbi Tarfon, was Rabbi Akiva saying a third shita, and Rabbi Akiva was being even more machmer than Rabbi Tarfon in saying that we would only allow a coin that's tahor to collect, but we would not allow a coin that's tamit to collect? Or the Tais Yantav actually says, the Rambam here, and the Rav said, Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. However, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes, only the shita of the Tanakhama. So it sounds like the Rambam holds, this is the way the Tosfos Yontif is Medayik, that the Rambam holds that Rabbi Akiva is the same shita as the Tanakhama. So what that means is Rabbi Akiva is just telling Rabbi Tarfon, according to your logic, we should only allow a kohen that's tahar to be able to collect leket shechen peya. And obviously we don't. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying the halacha is not like Rabbi Tarfon, rather it's like the Tanakhama, and we obviously don't care, and not only can a kohen collect, whether he's tamar tahar, but he is Yisrael too.